Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Friday, August 27th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, as of August 26th, an executive order from the president, flags are to fly at half staff effective until sunset Monday, August 30th, honoring the victims in the Kabul attack. Your local events today, the Pacer Group and Career Source Heartland will be hosting a job fair. Several entry-level manufacturing positions will be available. It'll be held at their engineering facility at 2515 Commerce Court in Bowling Green, and it's already going on, but you still have two more hours to get in. It's from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., it's at 2515 Commerce Court in Bowling Green, the Pacer Group Engineering Center, and it is sponsored by the Pacer Group and Career Source Heartland. And tonight, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they take on the Fort Meade Miners in a non-district home game. Kickoff is 7:30 p.m., and Wes and the gang will have live coverage of this matchup right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your job's here in Hardy County. In of our structures is looking for a purchasing agent assistant. 3 years of procurement and purchasing experience are required. The Florida Department of Corrections is looking for certified and uncertified officers. You must have a high school diploma or GED, driver's license, be at least 18 years of age and a U.S. citizen, and possess no felony convictions. And the Hardy Manor Healthcare Center is looking for unit managers. Qualifications include a Florida registered nurse license and nursing home experience, an infection preventionist license, and prior experience as a director of nursing are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 86 degrees out with a 50% chance of rain. Showers likely. Air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 4. Moderate. Winds east-northeast at 9 miles per hour with gusts up to 14. Humidity is extremely humid, 71%. The dew point 76. Cloud cover is 83%. Visibility is 10 miles. And the cloud ceiling was 13,300 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:08 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly sunny early this morning, then scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms late this morning. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, east winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 and a 50% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms early in the evening. Lows in the mid-70s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. So that looks like pretty good weather for a game tonight. Might rain a little bit beforehand, but hopefully not during the game. Saturday, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, east winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25. Chance of rain 70% with heat index values up to 105. And Saturday night, mostly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the mid-70s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Georgia's top crops are all forecast for increased production in 2021, according to the August crop production report from the National Ag Statistics Service. Georgia Farm Bureau reports corn for grain production is forecast to be up 2% from 2020. Cotton production is expected to be up 6%. Peanut production is expecting a 10% increase, and soybeans are looking at a 29% increase, while tobacco and peaches are forecast 5 and 8% higher, respectively. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval is not pleased with the EPA's announcement that they are revoking all tolerances for the pesticide chlorpyrifos. Duval tells AgriMarketing.com the administration has repeatedly made commitments to abide by science, yet the EPA decision on chlorpyrifos strays from that commitment and takes away an important tool to manage pests and insects. He says they're urging EPA not to make determinations on pesticides outside of the regular registration review process already underway. The USDA is investing $26 million to build infrastructure to expand the availability of higher blend renewable biofuels by 822 million gallons annually in 23 states. According to the USDA, the awards will be made under the Higher Blends Infrastructure Incentive Program. The funding will help significantly increase the use of biofuels derived from U.S. agricultural products and prioritize climate-smart solutions that will help rural America build back better.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also showed that Multimin-90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin-90 in your preconditioning and processing program, talk to your veterinarian, and go to MultiminUSA.com.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Remarkably good. That's the assessment of USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey of this season's cotton crop. Although the cotton crop development is behind schedule, good conditions have only improved.
That is now 71% good to excellent. That's up 4 points from last week. 6% very poor to poor, a very minor 1 point increase. And compare that to last year's crop, which was just 46% good to excellent, 25% very poor to poor.
Rippey says 79% of the cotton bolls around the country have opened as of the last check, 10% behind the five-year average and well behind last year at this time when 87% of the cotton bolls had opened. Rippey also says the peanut crop has been performing well this summer amid the minimal heat and wet conditions.
We see 3/4 of the crop rated good to excellent, just 3% very poor to poor. That's a improvement from last week's numbers, 73% good to excellent and 3% very poor to poor, and comparable to what we saw this time a year ago when we were also at 75% good to excellent and 6% very poor to poor.
The middle of the nation pushing eastward has a late summer heat wave moving through. Rippey says this will be good to push summer crops toward maturity. And given the fact that there is adequate to abundant soil moisture across much of the region, it shouldn't be too much of a concern for the health of the summer crops. He says in the deep south, the rice harvest is already underway.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. A higher open for Wall Street this morning, the market bouncing back from yesterday's losses as investors awaited a major policy speech from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. In that address, Powell said the central bank will start dialing back its ultra-low rate policies this year as long as hiring continues to improve. Signals the start of the end of the Fed's extraordinary response to the pandemic-induced recession. Peloton shares hit the skids after the exercise bike and treadmill company posted a loss for its most recent quarter, showed slower revenue growth, and cut the price of its most popular product. A widely publicized treadmill recall hurt the company's bottom line. Southwest Airlines will reduce flights for the rest of the year as it tries to restore an operation that stumbled over the summer and now faces lower demand because of a rise in coronavirus cases. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. We're going to start with baseball and the New York Yankees. The winning streak continues. It reaches a dozen after they edged the A's yesterday.
The Yankees blow a 6-0 lead but come up with a go-ahead run in the ninth to beat the A's 7-6 to win their 12th straight game. Tied at 6, the Yankees got a 2-out walk. Pinch runner Tyler Wade stole second, advanced to third on a throwing error, and Aaron Judge delivered with an RBI single. Aroldis Chapman closed out the bottom of the ninth for his 300th save. The Bombers hit 3 home runs with Giancarlo Stanton, Brett Gardner, and Joey Gallo all going deep. The A's responded with long balls from Matt Chapman, Sean Murphy, and Josh Harrison, but they lost 5 in a row. Ryan Leong, Oakland.
Moving on to the rest of the American League yesterday, the Orioles just clobbered the Angels 13-1. It was the White Sox 10, Toronto 7. Indians over Texas 10-6. Red Sox 12, Minnesota 2. Kansas City beat Seattle 6-4. This is SRN Sports. In the National League yesterday, Reds 5, Brewers 1. It was Pittsburgh all over St. Louis 11-7. The Giants got by the Mets 3-2. Miami 7, Nationals 5, Arizona beat the Phillies 8-7. It was the Dodgers blanking the Padres 4-0. NFL news, Odell Beckham Jr.'s comeback is closer to completion. The Browns wide receiver took his first snaps in team drills during Thursday's practice, a major step in his return from season-ending knee surgery. Giants running back Saquon Barkley participated in 7-on-7 drills for the first time this preseason during the final day of joint practices between the Giants and Patriots yesterday. It was the latest step in his 9-plus months of rehabilitation from surgery after he suffered a torn knee ligament. College basketball, Memphis coach Penny Hardaway has added 16-year NBA veteran Rasheed Wallace as an assistant coach on a staff that also features former coach Larry Brown. With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, and online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: I have a lot of growing up to do. I realized that the other day inside my treehouse. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, a great weekend. Stay safe, stay dry, and I'll be back on Monday. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.